Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Theater companies have been trying for the better part of, oh, say, 400 years to make the plays of William Shakespeare seem contemporary. Take, for example, three British productions that have recently opened in Boston. Susurrus actually takes the audience for a walk around the public garden for a story inspired by A Midsummer Night's Dream. Elsewhere in Boston, the Huntington Theater Company has brought in Edward Hall's Propeller Theater Company to do its all-male versions of Richard III and A Comedy of Errors. WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel joins us now to talk about them. Good morning, Ed, and nice to see you again.
Same here, Bob.
Start with Susurrus. It really is a walk around the park.
Yeah, you said it. You go downtown where you pick up an iPod shuffle, a headset, and a map, and then you head down Boylston Street to the Public Garden. Once you're there, you wander around from location to location, and while you're listening to this radio play, it sounds complicated, but you get a full set of directions when you get the tickets.
So it's a urban orienteering or a treasure hunt? What's
yeah,
the story?
Yeah. Well, what happens is the narrator starts out by reminding us what A Midsummer Night's Dream is all about. And the actors in this radio play recite monologues from drama by David Leddy. He's the brainchild behind Susurrus. It deals with family members of this mid-20th century opera singer. He's preparing to sing in Benjamin Britten's A Midsummer Night's Dream. And we're going to listen to them talking about one of the main themes of the play, which is the importance of the park or the wood as a sanctuary to keep our minds clear from the daily grind.
Lots of people have said, how wonderful. I will go there myself, to clear my head, to think things through.
To read a book, to hear the trees.
To watch the kids, to feel the sun.
To remember, recall, reminisce, recollect.
What's going on in the public garden, Ed, while you're listening to this? Everything that usually goes on there?
Yeah, that's right. There aren't any actors in this, unlike Sleep No More. So just everyday scenes of swan boats and swans and joggers and tons of dog walkers. And the play itself that's unraveling while you're wandering around is, it kind of goes back to this homosexual scandal. This is 60 years ago, remember? And so there are allusions to Oberon's desire for the Indian boy in Shakespeare's play, Britten's romantic relationship with the singer Peter Pears. And I think that what's constant from one story to another is this theme of repressed love and repressed lives.
It sounds like a very personal experience instead of a theater experience. Does it work?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point, Bob. The relationship of the story itself to what we're actually seeing, I think that's only sporadically successful. But what really worked for me was the transformation of the public garden from this place where I normally buzz through on my way from one place to another to one where, you know, you can stop and take in the enchantment of the mysteries of life and maybe even be transformed ourselves by this beautiful public space.
It sounds very, very interesting. I think I might try and take that in. Let's talk about the two more traditional Shakespeare plays at the Huntington Theater Company, which really are traditional in the sense that men play all the parts as they would have back in the era.
That's right, Bob. But it's traditional in that sense and maybe only in that sense. But this all started when the director of Propeller, Edward Hall, he said that he wanted to investigate the dynamic of the plays as Shakespeare wrote them. And he liked what he saw, so he continued in that vein.
What did you think of that dynamic then?
Well, you know, for me, I thought what was interesting is that there wasn't any sexual tension at all in these two plays.
And with all the men on stage.
That's right. And I think that in turn that kind of leaves the actors and the audience a little freer to think about other things, the language of the plays, the themes, and we're helped in that regard by a really first-rate acting company. A lot of them are musicians, and they're playing instruments. There's a great physicality in these plays, and a really clear reading of the text. Here's Richard Clothier as Richard III in his Winter of Discontent opening speech.
I that am curtailed of this fair proportion, cheated of feature, by dissembling nature, deformed, unfinished, sent before my time into this breathing world, scarce half made up, and that so lamely and unfashionably that dogs bark at me as I walk by them.
And I think that what happens here is that Clothier really brings out the charisma of these despots. You know, a lot of times Richard is made to look like a raging nutcase or a kind of Nixonian bureaucrat. But here, you know, there are shades of A Clockwork Orange and Dexter in this very violent production, but it's also quite funny in its own way.
Don't necessarily think of Richard as funny.
Right.
Speaking about humor, tell us about the Comedy of Errors.
Well, that's over the top in a different way. It's very cartoonish and slapstick, and the women are played extremely broadly. But, you know, Bob, I was kind of disappointed in this one. It's a very lively production. Several of the actors are actually in a mariachi band singing songs like Madonna's I'm a Material Girl, but I don't think it's really as funny as the actors seem to think it is. I think that what Hall is doing is underscoring the violence both of Shakespeare's time and ours, and that is really quite successful.
So of the three, which one would you take in if you only had time for one?
Uh-huh. Well, I'd have to say that Richard III was my favorite. It's the one I still am still thinking about.
Ed Siegel, thanks very much for coming into WBUR and sharing those thoughts with us.
My pleasure, Bob.
Richard III continues along with A Comedy of Errors at the Huntington Theatre Company through June 19th. Susurrus by Arts Emerson continues in the Public Garden through June 5th. Critic at Large Ed Siegel reviews theatre and the arts for WBUR. And we're going out now with some music that underscores Ed's point about the violence. A punkish, bloody, bloody England from Richard III.
Richard, where the gun.